Ashrei is referred to as Tehillah le David, a praise to David. Interesting. Why are we praising David? Surely praising Hashem. So the Sefer Shevet Musa has a fantastic approach to this. And he says, normally when you think about a king, the way they get honor, glory and praise is by showing off their wealth, by showing off how luxurious their palace is, how strong they are. One great example of it is Achashverosh, Baharaisis, Aishachved Malchusai, Vesikari Teferis Gdulasai. Achashverosh throws a party, and that was some party. Silver vessels, gold vessels, Shtia Kadas, Einainas, you know the story. It was beautiful, it was gorgeous. This was Achashverosh consolidating his rule by throwing a party to show everyone how successful he was, how wealthy he is. Everyone oohs and ahs as they come into the palace. Oh, this is someone to honor. David HaMelech, on the other hand, says, that's not the way I want to be honored. That's not my covet. My covet is the fact that I have the ability to use my talents and abilities to praise Hashem. Tehillah le David, a praise to David. This is how I'm praised, he says. Through that which are mimcha lekai amelech, vavarcha shimcha leilam void. Elevating Hashem, blessing Hashem. That's my praise, that's my simcha, that's what makes me happy. That I have the ability to praise the Ribbon HaOlamim. Think about that for a second. What makes us happy? What makes us feel strong? What makes us feel powerful? Is it what we've got in our pockets? Is the amount of money in the bank account? How fancy our houses or our cars? That's our covet. True covet really comes from Kvod Shamay. From being able to connect to the source of all of that. Being able to give covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's huge. That's where our sense of security ought to come from. Everything else is transient. Everything else can be taken away from us. David HaMelech says, I'm not interested in the same things that the kings of the rest of the countries of the world are interested in. Because I know it comes and goes. But having the ability to praise Hashem, that's something that no one can ever take away from me. That's eternal. That's powerful. That's true glory. So what does it mean? Aramimcha, Elokai HaMelech. Aramimcha, says the Sfarno, I will make your greatness known in the world. The Yuh Hashem, the ultimate power. You just don't compare to anything else in this world. I'm letting everyone know that. Aroi Mimcha. I'm elevating you. I'm going to internalize the concept that Yuh Hashem are above and beyond anything else in this world. Nothing can affect you. Nothing can touch you. You're perfect. You're powerful. Elevated. Everything needs you and you need nothing. That's the basic idea of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything needs it. It needs nothing. He needs nothing. If I are a mimcha, in the way that I think and feel, the way that I speak, that you, Hashem, you're the king. You're in charge of everything. There's nothing greater than that.